به نام خدا. آزمون شنیداری زبان انگلیسی. دانش آموزان عزیز، آزمون شنیداری دارای 4 بخش می باشد. در ابتدای هر بخش و قبل از شنیدن هر متن به دقت به دستورالعمل سوال گوش دهید. سپس سوالات مربوطه را خوانده و از شیوه پاسخگویی مطمئن شوید. هر متن 3 بار تکرار خواهد شد و در پایان هر بخش به شما 30 ثانیه فرصت داده خواهد شد که به پرسش‌های هر بخش در پاسخنامه جواب دهید.
متن شماره 1. دانش آموزان عزیز، به فایل صوتی گوش فرا دهید و پاسخ هر سوال را در پاسخنامه بنویسید.
Sometimes it is fun to think about things that will never happen. We can ask ourselves questions that don't have any real answers. For instance, we can think, what would I do if I had a time machine to travel with right now? Some people may say, I would visit the past if I had that machine. Or, I would visit the future to see the world and people of the future. Maybe you have thought about this. What would I do if I had this ability to talk to animals? What would I say? Some people would prefer to talk with cats or birds, but some would not like the idea. They would feel frightened.
تکرار دوم.
Sometimes it is fun to think about things that will never happen. We can ask ourselves questions that don't have any real answers. For instance, we can think, what would I do if I had a time machine to travel with right now? Some people may say, I would visit the past if I had that machine. Or, I would visit the future to see the world and people of the future. Maybe you have thought about this. What would I do if I had this ability to talk to animals? What would I say? Some people would prefer to talk with cats or birds, but some would not like the idea. They would feel frightened.
تکرار سوم.
Sometimes it is fun to think about things that will never happen. We can ask ourselves questions that don't have any real answers. For instance, we can think, what would I do if I had a time machine to travel with right now? Some people may say, I would visit the past if I had that machine. Or, I would visit the future to see the world and people of the future. Maybe you have thought about this. What would I do if I had this ability to talk to animals? What would I say? Some people would prefer to talk with cats or birds, but some would not like the idea. They would feel frightened.
متن شماره 2. دانش آموزان عزیز، به فایل صوتی با دقت گوش کنید و سپس پاسخ هر سوال را در پاسخنامه بنویسید.
What's that smell?
I'm working on my latest invention. I'm turning our old food into an energy source for our car and our house.
Why? There are already lots of types of renewable energy that power cars and homes, and none of them smell like this.
Well, I think I'm onto a better alternative. Imagine being able to recycle your unwanted food into fuel. That's the wave of the future.
تکرار دوم.
What's that smell?
I'm working on my latest invention. I'm turning our old food into an energy source for our car and our house.
Why? There are already lots of types of renewable energy that power cars and homes. And none of them smell like this.
Well, I think I'm onto a better alternative. Imagine being able to recycle your unwanted food into fuel. That's the wave of the future.
تکرار سوم.
What's that smell?
I'm working on my latest invention. I'm turning our old food into an energy source for our car and our house.
Why? There are already lots of types of renewable energy that power cars and homes. And none of them smell like this.
Well, I think I'm onto a better alternative. Imagine being able to recycle your unwanted food into fuel. That's the wave of the future.
متن شماره 3. دانش آموزان عزیز، به فایل صوتی با دقت گوش کنید، سپس پاسخ هر سوال را در پاسخنامه بنویسید.
دکتر اسدی is answering this important question. Why is it important to care for our elders? I think first of all, we need to remember that they are our mothers and fathers and our first teachers. They teach us how to love, how to care, how to forgive, and how to accept. Second, elders have more knowledge and wisdom than any one of us. They've come so far, and they've learned so much. We have a responsibility to learn from that wisdom. But the most important thing is their experience. We may or may not know of all the ups and downs they've faced in life, but they've definitely gained experience that is worth respecting and learning from. Our elders may hide much pain from us because they don't want us to feel the pain. The least we can do is appreciate them for all they've gone through and learn from their insights into situations.
تکرار دوم.
Dr. Asadi is answering this important question. Why is it important to care for our elders? I think first of all, we need to remember that they are our mothers and fathers and our first teachers. They teach us how to love, how to care, how to forgive, and how to accept. Second, elders have more knowledge and wisdom than any one of us. They've come so far, and they've learned so much. We have a responsibility to learn from that wisdom. But the most important thing is their experience. We may or may not know of all the ups and downs they've faced in life, but they've definitely gained experience that is worth respecting and learning from. Our elders may hide much pain from us because they don't want us to feel the pain. The least we can do is appreciate them for all they've gone through and learn from their insights into situations.
تکرار سوم.
Dr. Asadi is answering this important question. Why is it important to care for our elders? I think first of all, we need to remember that they are our mothers and fathers and our first teachers. They teach us how to love, how to care, how to forgive, and how to accept. Second, elders have more knowledge and wisdom than any one of us. They've come so far, and they've learned so much. We have a responsibility to learn from that wisdom. But the most important thing is their experience. We may or may not know of all the ups and downs they've faced in life, but they've definitely gained experience that is worth respecting and learning from. Our elders may hide much pain from us because they don't want us to feel the pain. The least we can do is appreciate them for all they've gone through and learn from their insights into situations.
متن شماره 4. دانش آموزان عزیز به فایل صوتی گوش دهید و کلمات جا افتاده را طبق آن بنویسید. در هر جای خالی فقط یک کلمه در پاسخنامه بنویسید.
A dictionary is one of the most important tools that helps you get information about words and use them correctly. You should know how to use a dictionary effectively. The words in a dictionary have been arranged in alphabetical order, so it will be easy to access them. Some words have more than one meaning, but how do we decide which definition to use? First, decide how the word is used. Second, read all the meanings of the word given to you. Third, imagine a blank space in the sentence where the word appears, and finally, replace the correct word into that sentence. If the sentence is still all right, you have the correct choice. The more you practice, the more you get skillful.
تکرار دوم.
A dictionary is one of the most important tools that helps you get information about words and use them correctly. You should know how to use a dictionary effectively. The words in a dictionary have been arranged in alphabetical order, so it will be easy to access them. Some words have more than one meaning, but how do we decide which definition to use? First, decide how the word is used. Second, read all the meanings of the word given to you. Third, imagine a blank space in the sentence where the word appears, and finally, replace the correct word into that sentence. If the sentence is still all right, you have the correct choice. The more you practice, the more you get skillful.
تکرار سوم.
A dictionary is one of the most important tools that helps you get information about words and use them correctly. You should know how to use a dictionary effectively. The words in a dictionary have been arranged in alphabetical order, so it will be easy to access them. Some words have more than one meaning, but how do we decide which definition to use? First, decide how the word is used. Second, read all the meanings of the word given to you. Third, imagine a blank space in the sentence where the word appears, and finally, replace the correct word into that sentence. If the sentence is still all right, you have the correct choice. The more you practice, the more you get skillful.